It's time for today's daily devotional. This week, we've been talking about between notifications. Today, we're going to zoom in and focus on turning notifications into invitations. Scripture comes from Revelation 3:20. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in. You know, notifications demand immediate attention. I woke up at 1:30 this morning. I had 47, I don't know, it was madness. They vibrate, they flash, they chime, they interrupt, they pull us out of whatever moment that we're in and redirecting our focus elsewhere. God is different. He does not force his way into our lives. He does not override our schedules or compete for our attention. Scripture describes him as standing at the door and knocking. He's waiting for your invitation. And that waiting is often happening between notifications. We spend so much of our time responding. We respond to messages. We respond to expectations and deadlines and needs that sometimes our lives become a series of reactions. And in the middle of all that noise, God invites us into something deeper, awareness. God is present in every moment, not just the quiet ones. He is present in the interruption, the frustration, the waiting. But presence is only meaningful if it's recognized. The goal of this week was never to make you feel guilty for being busy, because, you know, busy is a part of life. The invitation is to simply notice where God fits into it. What if notifications stopped becoming distractions and started becoming reminders? Maybe your buzzing phone could prompt a prayer right then. A pause between tasks could become a moment of gratitude. An interruption could become an invitation to breathe and remember that God is near. Spiritual growth rarely happens through dramatic changes. It happens through these small, faithful choices that you make daily. And over time, those choices reorient our hearts and reshape our priorities. God's never been absent from your life. The question is whether you've been available to notice him. Between notifications, God is waiting, not with frustration, not with disappointment, but with love, patience, and open arms. Today, we think about what this week has revealed about where God fits into our daily lives. And of course, we want to remind you that for the next 7 days, maybe you choose one daily moment to intentionally pause and acknowledge God. Maybe before opening your phone in the morning, or maybe before responding to that very first notification of your day, or maybe before going to sleep at night, you just say one simple prayer. God, I invite you into this moment. Consistency matters more than length, and awareness matters more than perfection. Lord, as we come to you in prayer today, thank you for your patience and your presence. Help us continue to choose you in the small moments throughout our days. Teach us to recognize your voice above the noise and respond when you knock. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.